The House and Senate are moving swiftly to pass what are essentially repeats of last year's one-year spending plan, promising that the real budget proposal will take shape by early February. But with more than $600 million in unexpected funds to work with, Democrats had hoped to see more movement on Governor Andy Beshear's accompanying COVID-19 relief package, which includes $220 million in direct aid for small business. For now, those dollars are being deposited in the state's rainy day fund.
And guys, this is a rainy day. This is why we have this fund. This is a time when so many people are in need across our Commonwealth.
Democratic Representative Angie Hatton.
So I'm going to trust in the process and hope that that's what we see by the time we actually get to the final version of this thing.
Republican leaders have been hesitant to sign off on the governor's plan for the hundreds of millions in mostly federal money, arguing the infusion of CARES Act dollars into the state economy has created an overly rosy picture of where the state stands financially. Josh James, 91.3 WUKY News.